We are recording. What a great guest I have today. Welcome everybody to another episode of La Plática. Today is episode 14. Correct me if I'm wrong, 14. Wow. I remember my first episode. And now we're at 14, and I want to thank you guys for tuning into La Plática. Once again, we are on Spotify. We are on Apple Podcasts. And here, like I say, on the beautiful world of YouTube.
Yeah.
Now I have a special guest. How long have you been friends for? 3-4 years maybe?
I think going on four.
Four? Going on four, right?
Yeah, going on four.
Out of all the influence, the beauty influencers, spouse, you're the last one that I probably met.
Really? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Probably, yeah, yeah.
So,
you could have met me sooner, but my girl,
she wanted
me to run around.
As you guys know, Makeup Shayla, she got fortunate enough to meet my friend here at Les Quick. Everybody say hi to Les Quick. We actually never had Les at the show. I think we planned it out recently, but it just didn't work out, right?
Yeah, it was just timing.
Yeah, but I'm glad that you're
trips
here.
Came in and everything. Yeah.
In this crazy time that we're in right now. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, as you guys know, today is, what day is it today? It's Friday. Today's Friday the 13th.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn. Shit. It's Friday the 13th of March. Yeah, I'm about to add those two. Just crazy times right now. As you guys know, the whole coronavirus outbreak, I just heard President Donald Trump say that we are in a state of emergency. Yeah. I thought, honestly, I don't know if you heard the speech, but the speech was, you know, I didn't think
he said anything.
I didn't think he said anything, but the thing is that I don't think he said anything to alarm people or make them stress out even more. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I thought he was like, state of emergency, nobody leave your fucking houses and shit like that.
It's just easy. The dude, like, he deflects. He's like, you have a question?
Yeah.
Come here.
You know what I thought was funny? Somebody had a question for him, and he literally hushed them. He went like this, like, really? Yeah, it was wild. I was like, oh my god, like that's kind of mean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let me just introduce my guest a little bit more. You can actually find him every Wednesday on his Instagram.
Yeah.
#WhiskeyWednesdays, where Les educates you on hundreds and thousands of brands of whiskey.
Right.
He's a huge whiskey, can I say, connoisseur?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trying to get there.
Yeah, he's educated me on whiskey. And I think a lot of our surrounding friends, he has a very, very good taste.
Yeah.
So it's only proper that we sip whiskey.
Yeah.
Today on La Plática.
Okay, get a little bing. There it is.
This is the first time I drink on the show, by the way.
Oh, shoot.
Normally don't drink on the job.
Drink. Let's drink responsibly.
Let's drink.
Always
#. Hit it
in the video.
So let me just check. Camera one is recording.
Boom.
Camera two is recording, and we do have audio. Do we have audio? Yes, we do. And then camera three is on Les.
Boom.
So, bienvenidos a La Plática. Today, we're honestly quarantining ourselves in the Plática podcast room.
Do I need a face mask?
Yeah, I mean, how have you been really taking everything right now, Les? Like,
super neutral.
Because I just see you just like # less chill. You know what I mean?
like super chill. I don't really put much additional thought to it. Its biggest thing is like washing my hands a little bit more, because my girl keeps saying, oh, did you wash your hands? Did you wash your hands? Like, yes, I wash my hands.
It's funny. It's funny because my girl's been like being like that to me like for a while. So like now that shit actually hits the fan.
Right.
Now she's just like, I told you.
Wow.
Don't you love it that you have a girl who's super clean like me?
I can hear her voice.
Yeah. She goes, aren't you glad that I have Clorox wipes like stocked for a year? I'm like, you know what? You're right. Yeah. Like, I forgive me.
Yeah.
But I mean, what else? Like,
For the most part, it's just, I don't necessarily think there was to a point we needed to shut everything down, but seeing everybody take the precautions necessary to ensure the safety of not only like players or even like the people in the surrounding areas, just keeping that mass amount of people away from certain areas is just a smart thing right now.
Yeah.
Because the same time, because like the age range at arenas are from kids up to, you know, older, you know, older grown folk.
Yeah.
As they say. So, yeah. And those are the people who are more susceptible to the coronavirus or whatnot. But at the same time, it's like, how many times have we seen the flu? And a lot of the symptoms are flu-like symptoms or whatnot. But I'm just glad that they're actually allowing testing, because for some people who don't have health insurance.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of things come into play when you go in there. It's like, well, if you have health insurance, then I'm not taking care of you.
Yeah, and it can be really expensive for individuals.
Really quick.
I think the majority of the population, and you know, don't have the funds, don't have right. the necessary even means to even go to a hospital, maybe don't even have insurance or whatnot. And that's a lot of the population. And that's just in California.
Right. And this thing is already, I think they said 46 states.
Yeah,
basically. I think Alaska's golden. I'm like, oh, it's freezing here.
People are like, yeah, I'm still not going to go over there, though. Right. It's so funny. I saw this meme on, not trying to bag on the brand, but it actually happened to myself. So there's this meme that hundreds of people are looking for water, right? Mm-hmm. But there's this meme that it's at Costco, and there's just stacks and stacks of Arrowhead water. Bro, quick story. Even before all of this kind of like blew out of the water,
yeah.
Which, you know, I guess you can say that you already knew it was going to happen, but better safe than sorry. Me and Karen, I think like a week and a half ago, I went to Costco and there was no water. And that's when it hit me, where I was actually like not scared of what's going on and like what a virus, you know, is going to do. Mm-hmm. But I was scared that if we don't act now, there's not going to be any like things for us to actually take home. Because right. just in case, like even if you're listening to this at home, you should have like, it really woke us up to shit. We should have our house stacked, like just leave things all at right. the house, because we didn't have shit, to yeah. be honest with you.
I hear you.
So anyways, we go to Costco and there was no water. And then I was like, this is the first time in my life that there is no water, or people are panicking at Costco. I've been to Costco since I was a kid, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So to me, it opened my eyes and I was like, oh my God.
Right.
So I told Karen, I was like, yo, this shit is serious. Like, I'm not tripping on the virus. I'm really not. Mm-hmm. I'm just tripping on the panic and the, what are they calling, hysteria?
Yes. Yeah, getting hysterical and everything.
Yeah, people yeah. are like going crazy. That's so I was chaos. Like, okay, we need to go get water. Because what happens if there's no fucking water for a week? Right. We're fucked, you know? Yes, sure, my refrigerator dumps water.
Yeah, that's the one thing that was like, I was like a positive, like, which I'm thankful to have in the refrigerator. Because actually, I just recently changed the filter on the refrigerator.
Yeah.
So it was like, shit, you know, push come to shove, just take them same water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And get a water board special, you know?
But it's just good to have water, right? Laying around. So going back to the meme and how this relates to the meme, is that there's no water. That's fine. So I go to Ralph's and there's no water. So I'm like, holy shit, there's no water. Mm-hmm. I go to CVS. Ooh, there's water.
Okay.
I look at the brand. It's Arrowhead. I'm like, I'm good, G. Okay, like, I literally skipped it because I don't like Arrowhead.
Yeah.
I'm like, isn't that funny that in the moments of need,
yeah,
I'm still not fucking with Arrowhead. Like, it was so stupid of me. I was like, Arrowhead. I was like, I'm good. I'm going to try somewhere else. Like, literally.
They're like, I'm right here.
Like, literally. Isn't that funny? Like, I don't know why Arrowhead doesn't change the flavor. I've met maybe one person who likes Arrowhead. I literally feel like Arrowhead tastes mm-hmm. like faucet water.
Dang.
Have you had Arrowhead before?
I think so. Oh, you know what? It's crazy.
You know which one's Arrowhead, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The red.
Or yeah, yeah. Whatever, it's like red.
Because I'm from North Carolina. So everybody who doesn't know, I'm from North Carolina. So I'm over there. It's like, I don't even think Arrowhead is supplied on the East Coast. Whatever.
Luckily for you guys. What's your favorite brand of water? Not a bougie, like, don't tell me no Essentia water.
I like Nestle.
Nestle's good, right?
Nestle actually has a Nestle good pH level too.
And Kirkland, I fuck with.
Oh yeah, Kirkland solid. I mean, anything Kirkland. Kirkland vodka is awesome too.
Yeah. Do they have Kirkland
tequila? No, and whiskey too. Yeah.
Have you done a Kirkland whiskey?
I have not. I've only done a vodka. I still got a vodka left from my birthday party back on June.
Oh man, I don't remember that day.
Man, that day was beyond me.
Now, your birthday party was insane, bro. Literally. Yeah. Not only did you guys just recently move into such a beautiful home.
Thanks.
You guys, this guy, he got waiters, bartenders. He basically closed down his own home, if that's even possible. He made a walkway for people. He had chef.
Yeah, had a game, whole game section.
He had a Chuck E. Cheese in his backyard. Like, legit Chuck E. Cheese.
Cruising USA.
Cruising USA. He had the basketball one.
Basketball, heck yeah. Double, heck yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Photo booth and everything.
I kicked like 10 people's ass on Cruising USA.
Dang, I was too faded to play. I was too faded to play.
And you know, it's crazy. I think you had like an allergy.
Oh, no, that was afterwards.
That was afterwards.
I think that was an issue that happened. That's actually my first time having an allergy. I turned 30, right? And I got
I think you should tell allergy. Us that story.
So, what did I have? Oh, I had a back injury. I pushed too much weight. And basically,
pushed too much weight.
In the gym or whatever. And I was like, dang, you know what? Let me go and get a massage or whatever. But I went, before I got the massage, I went to Ralph's and got a patch to put on your back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those automatic heating patches.
Yeah, it's like a Bengay type of thing.
Yeah, but whatever. Not a Bengay. Yeah. The other one, the I forgot it. Anyway, yeah. Forget the name. But anyways, that
like patch, an icy hot. Is it called icy hot?
No, it's not. It's similar to that though. But
it's
one,
a patch.
But this one heats on its own. But I had it on there, and it said to leave it on there for like quite a few hours. So I did. I took it off. My whole back was lit up, dog. I'm talking about like you know you see like it's like little breather holes in it.
Yeah.
When you took it off, it looked like a honeycomb.
What?
Yeah, so my back was red, and my girl was like, dang, like, what's going on with that? The next day...
So you had an allergic reaction to it.
Right, right. So something in that, which I still haven't done my whole allergic reaction thing, still got to go and do that, but anyways...
just not important right now.
Yeah. Long story short, next day comes, freaking hives kick in. I'm like, what the hell? And hives kick in on the day that we had a cookout for everybody to come over and just, you know, just have fun. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm over there trying to like hang with everybody, and low key, like my whole body is like, man, you just need to lay down.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so that was brutal. That's like my first time ever to like in my life having.
Bro, you look like Will Smith and Hitch.
Hell no, I ain't letting that damn bad. I just like lost, but damn, like come on, it wasn't that bad.
Oh my god! Well, I'm glad that you're finally on the show. I'm glad that you're on episode 14. A lot of people, I don't know if you ever seen like the episodes, but a lot of people on the comments down below were like, yo, bring less. So I was like, yeah, gotta bring them. And you know what's so hard for me right now is that, you know, being the host of La Plática, I gotta hit people up to come over and, you know, interact with another human, which is me. But like now that.
Why you make this sound so weird, bro? Have to interact with another human being.
Because that's real shit.
I guess it's real.
Am I not a human?
Yeah.
I got to interact with... You got to interact with the human right now.
Yeah.
I guess that's just how I always been. Damn, this whiskey's good, bro.
I told you.
Now.
And that was the end.
Oh, my God. This is why we don't drink on the job. So everybody was... telling me to bring you, but it's hard for me right now because it's like I feel bad because like everybody's in panic. I don't know how everybody is gonna like react with me telling them like, hey, come over, you know? Yeah. What I mean, like, yeah. Even for me, like, should I even be like worried about having somebody over, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I guess when you think about, say, like, have you seen the movie Contagion?
No.
Jude Law?
No.
Oh man, I think four. No, not four. I forgot his name from Matrix. Morpheus.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Daggone.
Little glasses.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, in that movie, like, you imagine like to the point where you're walking around in like a suit, like an oxygen.
Yeah, like the whole thing.
Yeah. But it's not that
Is that how we're gonna have La Plática now?
Now, if this is on a scale where it's like, look, if you catch this disease, you're likely to die within like 2 days, okay, that's a whole nother situation. It's like, yo, I'm not going anywhere. Call me.
Yeah.
Put it on speaker and put the mic next to it.
No, I totally 100% I agree.
Yeah, but this right here, like, you can still go to the doctor's office and supposedly they're supposed to be taking care of anybody whether or not you have insurance or not.
And they're already like focusing on actual vaccines and everything, right? Like that they haven't made it yet, but they're supposed to be going to make it.
Yeah.
Now, they're saying that actually, if you do get the virus, coronavirus, and then you recover, like, they say that you're immune to it. Is that true? I'm all asking you, like, if you're a doctor or something.
Now, that much I've not
read. Yeah, that's what I heard.
I mean, shit, every year they're saying, what, go get the flu shot?
Yeah, and do we? I don't.
I have never gotten it.
Me neither, because you know what?
Knock on wood.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Ever since I can remember, I'm such a... I literally don't believe in man-made medicine. I really don't. Mm-mm. I don't take time. Like, if I ever get sick, like if I get a cold or anything, you can ask my girl, you can ask anybody. I don't take shit.
Now, to get rid of a, like, if I'm like decongesting, because I'm especially when my sinuses started kicking in, I'll take like Claritin D or anything that's like a decongestant and go ahead and get that shit out. Cause like, man, like the brutal nights, like we can't breathe.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, sometimes where I'm just
on,
like,
when
I'm
on Hey Arnold.
Oh, Brainy. Right. Looking, what's her name? What's the girl's name again?
Oh my gosh, man. I haven't seen it in so long. Good times. 90, freaking 80.
Oh my God, it's super going to bug me.
Dang on it.
Anyways, I'm super warm inside. Thank you so much for sponsoring this whiskey for today.
Yeah, man.
I'm about to pour me another glass, to be honest with you.
You go ahead, man. Have it. It's yours, man. You know, get for the La Platica.
Do you know what La Platica means? Because Static John didn't.
No, I do not. I am number two.
Wow, really?
I'm following behind him.
Did you ever wonder what it meant?
Yeah, I wondered about it like a number of times.
What do you think it means? La Platica.
I don't know. The something.
Yeah, the something.
Yeah, the.
Platica
the
means.
Place to play, the place to be. The place to.
Yeah, the place to be, definitely. Good guess, but that's not what it is.
Okay, damn it. I
thought it was. La Platica means the talk.
The talk.
Yeah.
Oh.
Platica. Like, for example, me and you, we're having a platica right now.
Oh, okay. That's like a conversation.
Yeah. It can mean the talk, the conversation, the interaction.
Oh, shit.
Simple just like that. So now you know. Static John thought it meant the beach. The beach. I was like, come on, John. shout out, John. Thank you so much for being on La Platica. Very good guest.
Yeah,
have you noticed my hat?
It's actually at a position right now.
Where you can't, but have you noticed it since you walked in the door?
Yeah. When I saw it coming in the door, yeah.
Let me show you something.
I was wondering if it was custom. The L and the A is different.
No, it is custom.
Oh, okay.
So this is a custom Lakers and Dodgers hat.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, I think it's cool. It's like a unison. It's like everybody coming together. It's what I see when I... That's what I get from it.
Would you rock it?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, I got to read you something.
I would like it larger, though.
Hold on, I got to read you something.
Okay. And the winner is...
Okay, ready? This is not sponsored, by the way.
Boop.
Hi, Sebas. We know how much of a huge Lakers and Dodgers fan you are. You mind if you pour me a little bit? Great pour there.
Nice with it, dog. That's what I do, cuz.
That's literally what you do. Like, you should charge for pouring. Because you are at less quick.
At less quick.
Hashtag Whiskey Wednesday. Nobody does that.
Less quick, no C.
And we'll talk about that right now because I have a few questions for you on actually... finally pulling the trigger and doing something like that.
Oh,
but yeah. Before that, let me read you this letter. Hi, Sebas. We know how much of a huge Lakers and Dodgers fan. This is, I'm going to say a fan sent me this. Mm-hmm. We know how much of a huge Lakers and Dodgers fan you are and how passionate you are about Los Angeles sports. So we wanted to send you our first Can't Beat LA hat.
Oh, shit.
We see you on La Platica. Keep doing what you do. Continue to inspire people and put on for the Latino community.
Yeah, that's what I love.
Much love and success. P.S. Sent you an extra hat. Hopefully you can get it over to Les. We know he's a huge Lakers fan.
Oh, shit.
And like I said, the Instagram is @CantBeatLA.
All right, @CantBeatLA, where mine at?
@CantBeatLA.
Put my hat on. Oh, sick.
So you got your very own.
Damn.
Like I said, this is not sponsored. I just really like the hat. Like, I really did. They hit me up on Twitter.
I thought it was clean.
I saw their shit. Sorry, it was just like, I've had it for like a week. I didn't want to tell you.
I'm scratching my hat, bro.
But your very own LA/Dodger hat, literally.
Oh, dude,
and it says on the side, Can Be LA and Laker colors and the Dodger logo.
Yeah, that's what I like right
there.
Hell,
and you know,
yeah, the mix up is sick.
You keep on reaching your
hat. I'm like, give me my hat, damn hat. Like, shit.
Hold your ass up. Dang. I'm not done talking about it.
It's like Christmas over here. Dang. Parents make you wait till the morning. Man, give my present tonight.
Check this out. You know what I love about this hat? They kept it with the OG green. OG green. Yeah. If you ever see a hat that has OG green on it, which it's, I just made that color up, OG green, you got to buy it. Like, just a classic old school. Pine so green. Here you go, man.
Finally. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's dope, right?
Yeah. At BLA, thank you. I appreciate this. This is nice. Snapback.
And that's why when I first saw you right now, when you walked in, I mean, I'm telling you, if you guys don't see Les right now, he has a fucking LA Lakers sweater, Kobe shoes on, my and he came on with the says. LA hat. Heck yeah. So there you go, man. And once he, when he said, sent you an extra hat, hopefully you can get yours, hopefully you can get it over to Les. I was like, man, he's a perfect dude for it, man. Man.
Thank you. Shoot, that's awesome.
You know, it ran through my head that maybe I should give it to somebody else.
That's cool. Actually, they thought of me. I was like, most time, I think I'm the guy in the background. Like, shoot, the guy in the
shadow. Nah, man. Come on, man.
The shadow realm.
It's like Static John saying that he's an active four. Did you ever hear of him saying he's an active four? He said that when he met Katie was a 10 and he was a four.
I don't know why a guy does that. I'm like, dude, man.
Like, I'm like, dude, you could give yourself more credit, brother. I think you're a 10.
Heck yeah, right.
Pause.
No, pause. Pause.
So there you go, man. That shit looks clean.
Thanks, man.
I like to bend it a little bit, the brim.
No, I like the fact it's got the red on there because now that introduces more colors for the kicks.
Nay.
Oh my Air Jordan 1. So I'm a sneaker collector, guys. So I enjoy.
Please talk about that.
I've been collecting shoes since my dad put me on in fifth grade, but then my foot kept growing, so I had to give shoes up and shit.
You should have kept those little ones, man.
Man, who you telling? Like, I know. When I see it now, but I guess back then it's the same. It's like, man, like random things happen, whatever. But excuse me. I've been collecting shoes since then. I finally started to keep my shoes when I hit ninth grade, though.
So got it.
Grade, eighth into ninth grade, because that's when my foot started to stop. So I was like eighth grade. I think I was pushing a 9. Yeah, I think my foot grew in my sleep 2 sizes.
What size are you for all the ladies?
Oh, shit. I'm a size 12.
Really?
Yeah, but my narrow foot, I can fit 11 to a 12. Based off
of, oh shit, cut, I did not,
this cut big or not,
bro. I thought you were gonna say 11 and a half. Yeah. All the way to 12.
Yeah, like somebody shoots a 12, you see some 11. Dang, some 11, I didn't know that. Like ones, they run big. So if anybody's ever like, dang, I can't fit that size, yes you can, because they run big. Certain shoes run big, some shoes run true to size. Like Kobe's guarantee 11 and a half. It's like the perfect sweet spot.
Nice.
But if it's a certain shoe, I will push that 11 or I will go for a 12.
You're literally the biggest shoe head I know. Like, no, I like, no, I swear.
Ben?
Yeah, my homie Benji is also.
Yeah.
Actually, you guys are probably the same, but I haven't seen his like actual collection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So since I haven't seen his actual collection and how it's displayed, because I seen your shit. And your whole display is like a little museum in your closet.
People are like, yo, it's like a little footlocker or
yeah,
like a whole store.
So I want to know something. You told me when I first came to your house, and I've been to your house many times, but one of the times I went, when everything was already set and done, you've already decorated, you're already settled in.
Yeah, yeah.
Your closet was done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You said, nobody can see this shit.
Yeah, man, it was a thing. Like, even still, I'm still uncomfortable about it.
Like nobody, you said, nobody can see this shit. This is my shit. I don't want anybody to look at it. This is just, it's not that you didn't want people to look at it. It's just, this is your, like, I don't know, your own thing.
It's like my own thing.
You don't need to share it, right?
I really didn't feel like anybody's, like, but if you see it on my feet, they're on my feet.
Recently, Shayla did the whole,
boy,
I forgot what it was called. It was either like a house tour or a closet tour.
Yeah, closet tour.
You showed it all.
Well, it wasn't all. You thought you saw it.
Oh, okay. But you showed a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. Like, it was.
So cool. Explain that.
What
made you like finally like fuck it?
It was my girl. She helped me get to a comfortable spot. And like one thing that people always do, like they have a shoe that's worth more than yours. They're like, well, I showed this. Like, why are you so like not pressed to show? Like, I'm like, yo, you're showing a shoe that like a lot of people cannot get, and then you show up a shoe that people literally can get. It's like it's more accessible. Like you ask, you show like a some crazy like Dior or not Dior is like regular, yeah, regular or whatever, but back in the day when you saw like a pair of Christian Louboutins, it's like, oh shit, like, yeah, I mean the price of that shit, hell no.
Yeah.
We priced $100 Jordans, 120. Yeah. Well, back in the young high school, we was only paying 100 or 90.
No, like 90.
Ones were like $60 and shit.
And that was like so much money.
It was so much money.
Bro, isn't it crazy how like now a cheap shoe is like $160?
Yeah, man, the cost of a dollar just changes more life goes on. But it's like, for me, having that many shoes in one place is like, especially growing up in North Carolina, it's like just one thing my dad raised me is like not to be a bragger, mm-hmm. be humble and appreciative of the things you have.
I love that.
That's just me. And like, I don't need, I'm not, and also one thing, you start putting things out there, like you're like, oh, that's what you have. It's like, well, no. But yeah, but no.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's like my thing is I'm not showing you to like to cause that. But I mean, that's what comes with the territory. But it's like, it's just a comfort thing.
That's cool. But you probably, when you did post that video on your girl's channel, at Bank of Shayla on YouTube, people were probably like, oh my God, that's so dope. Like,
yeah, no, bro, it's crazy. It's wild how many girls like shoes.
Hell yeah, it's bro. Even like me being on La Platica and being the host of La Platica, like I realized so many things. Like, talk about more video games. Like, what? Like, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. 90% of my following, and obviously it's because you guys know me, you know, because of Karen, or you found me because hairdressing or whatever it is. 90% of my following, I can even show you the analytics, is women.
Yeah, for sure.
Same. I literally have like, yeah, same, right?
Yeah, same, 90.
So it's really cool because like I get surprised that you guys are interested in video games. You guys love cars.
Oh, yeah.
Like so many things that I never, like, I thought y'all only like makeup, but no. Y'all like everything.
Right.
Food.
Food. Oh, you like, know they love food.
Did we just become best friends? Stop the shit. You know what I mean? Like, so it's really cool to just, because I spoke about it. Episode, I forgot what episode, that Tyler Williams was on.
Okay.
Laura Lee's husband. Mm-hmm. And we talked about like doing our own thing. Mm-hmm. Like not talk about beauty. How can we actually, you know, like finding your own things to talk about, things that you like.
Right.
You don't gotta be in the beauty industry to start your own shit. You know what I mean?
And allows everybody to be more involved.
Exactly.
Could you be surprised how many people just like, hey, what do you dig? Oh shit, that's what I like too. Or maybe I don't like that and I want to get into that.
Mm-hmm. Like the other day on my la_m_3 account, which is my car, I'm having a bunch of girls saying like, hey, what's the offset on your rims?
Oh, no, that shit. Now that shit blow my mind by what you're saying.
What?
You
talking about? What's the offset? What? That's dope. Like, that's so dope, you know? So, us doing this is just super dope that we can just get out of the beauty zone box and talk about whatever we want.
Yeah.
Now, before we get into our next conversation, we're going to go to a short little commercial and we'll be right back. Thank you so much for tuning in to La Platica. I'm your host, Sebastian. I want to take the time and let you know that there's new merch available at laplaticapodcast.com. So you guys can go and check that out while supplies last. I also want to let you know that La Platica is also available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And obviously on this wonderful world of YouTube. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe to my channel. And also hit that notification bell button to be notified as soon as these videos go live. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get back to La Platica. Okay, we are back. Once again, that commercial notified you that there is new merch on laplaticapodcast.com. There you go. There you go. That's what I need. A hype man.
Kicking in.
laplaticapodcast.com. If you haven't received your merch already, we literally sending out the last batches. I'm sorry for the wait. It's just we're doing it all ourselves. So like I said, I apologize so much. But like I said, we're just sending out the last batches. So you should be getting it very soon. And thank you so much for the support. Once again, if you're just tuning in, we are on Spotify. We are on Apple Podcasts. And we are on the wonderful world of YouTube.
Boom.
And I recommend you watching it on YouTube so you can see us actually as physical human beings. Let's brought a bottle. And if you notice on the beginning of the episode, it was a little bit more full than that. This is the first time I drink on the job. And I don't know how I feel right now. But like I said, thank you so much for tuning in to La Platica. Oh, shit. Hey,
man, I kind of actually went with it.
Boing.
The gong.
Beautiful thing here on the podcast. A lot of people listen to it on the way to work, on the commute, at work. Guys, if you watching this shit at work, be careful. I don't want you guys to get in trouble.
Small window.
Get fired.
Small window.
This whole month, this whole year is not a time to get fired right now. There's some serious viruses going on right now. Be careful. Sanitize your hands. Look, I got sanitizer right here. You want some of this? Come on, man.
Oh, shit. Can't Can't say no.
Can't say no to the sanitizer. Hello?
Not on TV.
Come on, man.
Not on TV.
I go up to Karen. I'm like, yo, it's been 30 minutes. Sanitize your hands.
I say like, day-day. I don't do it.
So, like I said, there's one thing that I want to talk about, and it's you. Because you talked to me even before you started Whiskey Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah.
Which, if you don't follow Les Quick, Les Grafton, follow him at Instagram, at Les Quick. I'll put it right here. Like, right here. That should be big enough right there.
Boom.
You talked to me. You said, you know, I want to do something. You want, you know. I feel like once you were with Shay, you were really introduced to like social media and things like that, even though you already had it.
I had it, but it was all just sneakers. It was low scale, like, you know, just trying to basically get contact with people to get shoes.
When you first did Whiskey Wednesday, and if you would have told me a week prior, like, what should I do? I wouldn't have said that. But when you did that, I was like, oh my God, that is genius.
Yeah, that is
so sick. Like, what was the first thing to make you catapult into, you know, pulling the trigger into finally making it happen?
What did it was you and John and also Jack, you three were like the main individuals that were like getting in front of the camera. I think you were like the most, you and Jack were the most comfortable in terms of being in front of the camera.
Okay.
And then John did it. And I was like, oh snap. Dang, John's like on this, but he's like, he just looks comfortable to me. And he's like, hell nah. Like, damn. Yeah. I'm like, yo, cause every time I start talking,
it takes a while.
Yeah. Like even right now, this right here for me, I'd have been like, oh, yeah.
But you're super comfortable.
I
think you're super comfortable. I've had people that have been on Instagram for a while, and they, you know,
when it's like talking to camera, you hear yourself speaking and everything. You start like you're overcritical of everything.
Everything.
Like, because like for me, like I'm from the South, and sometimes I talk super fast, so things will start to like slur a little bit or whatever. And it's like, damn, like what the fuck is whatever they say? What is that?
Yeah. What?
Like, hold on now. Don't talk to me like that now.
Yeah.
Hold
yeah.
on now. And so it's like stuff like that, but just getting comfortable just being myself and also talking about something that I enjoy. And it's the liking is taking
like literally me. Enjoy.
Heck yeah, man. It's like I also seen how much like women enjoy women and also, you know, attracting like more men. Cause, you know,
bro, guys. I see girls tagging their man. Even tagging their homies.
Yeah, chat. Like yo,
this is what we need to get done.
And sometimes in the comments, it'd be like a full conversation. Yeah. And like people just talking like, yo, oh, I had that. Or no, I need that. Or, oh, man, yo, where is this?
Because you like go that. From like average whiskeys that we've maybe heard about.
Right.
To average whiskeys we've never heard about.
Right.
And you can
right.
even still go on high end as well.
Right. And that's one of the things it's like I could do. Cause like I have some high end whiskeys, but at the same time, it's like I want to keep put things in front of people that I know they can likely put their hands on. So if I put something on there, it's like, yo, this bottle right here is like $500. It's like, how many people are really trying to spend $500 on a bottle of whiskey? Like when you get him, like, I don't even want to own it. I have a bottle of whiskey that's worth $500. I know for sure. Like it's like, even though it's a whole nother thing about whiskey is the fact that you can start buying whiskey now, and certain things you buy has a value that raises over time. So people think about sneakers. There's a whole whiskey community of people who buy whiskey. And I'm talking about like a bottle that's like $40. That's worth $1,600,
$2,000. Oh, shit.
You imagine like the
like sneakers.
Yeah, dude, like insane. And like sneakers for it'd be like to be like a nice sneaker, like a pair of OVOs. Them 10s are like, I think were like 180, 220, maybe even 250. And after that, they're worth $1,800, $1,500 afterwards and whatnot. Yeah. But it's like, either you got to sit on it, you got to sell it instantly, and hopefully you're selling before because you have a reserve on it. But with whiskey, you can buy it now, and it's going to be worth that next year, the year after, and the year after because of the rarity of it. And after that, when that year goes on, if that whiskey gets a award of the year, value of it goes up again.
Oh, wow.
Right. So like,
get awarded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's like a whole awarding committee of multiple awarding committees and whatnot.
Wow.
So it's like a whole nother like atmosphere, and that's one thing. It's like think about watches, certain clothes, shoes, different things you can invest
makes
in.
Makes you think why they put so much effort into this.
Dude, there's like people who are whiskey investors. Damn. You can consider me one, because I have some bottles that I paid like $124, but I know for sure I could put on the market right now and make like $1,000 if I was like in a bad place.
Wow.
Like guaranteed.
So two questions. Three questions actually. For somebody who enjoys whiskey, how many bottles do you think they have at their house right now? For somebody, an average person, not somebody like you, just an average person that enjoys whiskey.
Five, maybe.
Five and, ten. And how much does Les have? That's my second question. Oh, how much does Les have?
Dang, on the spot, man.
Like, what's your most and that shit's bottles got, you've
that
had
shit,
at your
that
house?
Shit, that shit for sure has got to be, oh, it's over 50, guaranteed.
Over 50 at your house right now? Guaranteed. Over 50?
Guaranteed. And that's a, that's,
oh my gosh.
So I have a party section.
If we do get quarantined, I'm coming over.
Oh yeah, no, I'm super sick.
We chilling.
Bro, I'm talking about like, yo, every night, like, yo.
I'll bring my whole podcast. It'll be literally a season of me and Les Quick.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, man, like, and that's not even including wine.
Yeah, because you do enjoy wine.
I enjoy wine.
With Shay. Yeah. Shay loves wine.
Right. Yeah. So I sometimes go out and I buy wines that are like not like the normal, but like some stuff that was like, oh, yo, if you drink this, like this is super good. And also I just like diving into it because I can grab you three bottles of whiskey and you'd be like, yo, each of these tastes totally different. And it's just like, it's wild. And also I have tequila at home too. Like yeah, people think I'm all about whiskey. Yeah. Like, yo, I like everything.
That's the thing too that I need you guys to realize is that Les Quick does Whiskey Wednesdays. But this motherfucker drinks everything. And he got, like, he doesn't have, like, just regular like Jose Cuervo at the pad. Like, he has actual tequila that I've never known about. My Mexican ass has never known about. Hey, he has really, like, the taste of liquor that Les has is amazing. Like, you have, you know what to get. He's brought over bottles to my house that I'm like, sure. Yo, I've never seen this before. But I fuck with it, yeah, you know? Dog. So it's really cool how you're just like, it's not just Whiskey Wednesday.
We still got to go to Chooks too.
Yep.
Because Chooks got a ball. It's like, yo. Yep. It's actually one that LeBron was drinking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because LeBron James is a big tequila guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, tequila and wine. Heck yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, man. So we go over to Chooks crib. Dude, there's a bottle he's got that's actually better than the one that LeBron was drinking. And it's like,
What's it called?
That one is...
Of tequila.
Yes. It's a Sunstar. I got to Google it. I forgot the name of it. It just deck on... past my mind.
That's crazy.
I'll find it. But anyways,
yeah, feel like it's like such a success for you in the beginning of you actually doing your hashtag Whiskey Wednesdays. Right. I said, have you got any sponsors or any brands hitting you up? And I think you said no, but like I hit you up again about it, and you're like, yeah, like I didn't even hit you up. I think I'm looking at your comments, and the people you talking about are actually commenting your.
Oh yeah, what's surprising
your
was the
video.
My most recent one's Atlanta, Georgia company, whiskey company that actually followed me the same day. I was like, oh snap. So followed me on Instagram and everything, and I was like, man, that's for me, that's like cool as shit. So,
bro, like, I feel like that industry that you're going into and speaking about whiskeys and liquor and things like that, mm-hmm. not a lot of people are doing. Mm-mm. So when these companies, like for example, this bottle, it's called Eagle Rare.
Yeah.
If you talk about this bottle, I've never heard about this bottle, but it's delicious.
Yeah,
it okay? is, man. So if I don't think about this bottle, nobody else is probably thinking about it unless you're like yourself,
right?
All about the whiskey.
But what's crazy is
so Eagle how Rare. Eagle, sorry to interrupt you, Eagle Rare probably sees you talking about them. You know how big that is for them?
Yeah.
They must appreciate you so much.
I wish. For Eagle Rare, it's Buffalo Trace. So, like, Buffalo Trace has, like, been around for, like, so long. They're probably like, oh, yeah, you're just another consumer.
But still, the fact that you're... Okay, if they're not appreciating you, that's yeah. because they're old school.
Yeah.
And they have no idea the power of social media.
Social media, right.
But the fact that any bottle that you talk about on social media,
right.
you're exposing it to exposing. Thousands.
Correct.
Bro, that's a huge thing. People pay thousands of dollars to advertise to get a reach like the one that you have.
Yeah. It's
and true. Now you have separated yourself from, like say that you're already in the beauty community and a lot of people in the beauty community know about you. You have separated yourself from that. Not separated because you're still there.
Right.
But you have now allowed other people to know you
right.
as this guy who is... a legend in whiskey, literally. If you keep on doing this, you will become a legend. You know that, right?
yeah, true.
Like,
yeah,
no, right. seriously. Like, people need to pay you to be at their events. Yeah. You took me to a Hennessy event not so long ago.
Yeah.
So sick. Where was it? I think it was right here in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, yeah, Sherman Oaks at the Woodsman.
Man, bomb. Yeah. They showed us how to make drinks.
Right.
We tried bomb-ass Hennessy.
Right, the food was on point.
And the food was on point. Right. Of course the food is on point.
I think we had Hennessy XO that night, too.
Man. That shit was smooth as fuck. I was all about that shit. And you took me to it.
Yeah.
They don't even, they probably don't even know what you do right now.
Yeah.
And they should.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So next time they invite you to a an event like that.
Another event coming up soon.
If you try, man, they better be paying you, to be honest.
Nah, I wish. They probably like me. Yo,
no, nah, I'm serious. Because the reach that you have for... I'm all pouring a hella glass right now.
Nah, handle it, man. It's your bottle, too. It's yours, man.
Guys, we are drinking Eagle Rare. Is there anything else I need to talk about this bottle?
Eagle Rare is a 10-year whiskey, and it's from Buffalo Trace, and it is amazing.
Literally.
This is my and third also the glass. Cost. The cost. The biggest thing is the cost.
Yeah, how much is it?
The value you're getting for a 10-year whiskey is insane. It's 31. It's 30, $30. It's beyond. And when you're tasting it, it's like, yo, I feel like it's like $100 bottle. Bruh,
there's tequilas that are 5 years old. That costs like $500. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, dude.
Man, when I was like super, super struggling, mm-hmm. when I was like 19, 20 years old,
yeah,
we used to sip on E&J.
Oh, E&J, right. Heck yeah, dude. That, if it wasn't that, it was really like a beer.
Which was brandy, right? What's the difference between brandy and whiskey?
Just the way it's made.
Okay.
I think brandy comes more, I think, from the grape side, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
I could be wrong, but if I'm not mistaken.
But I remember E&J is brandy.
Yeah. And oh man, you know what's super sick? LA. It's an LA whiskey company called Lost Spirits.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Is whiskey?
Yeah.
There's an LA company.
LA company.
Oh wow, we need to try it out.
Their whole whiskey distillery tour is insane.
And it's here in LA.
Yes.
What the fuck? Have you been to it?
Yes. But I went to their previous before it burned down. They had a previous walk. Basically, it's like they walk you through their whole whiskey process and everything. But it's a distillery tour. But the new one, you actually have to hop on a bus and it takes you to another location. It's, I heard it's sick.
Wow.
So, like, we got.
We
got
to hit them up. They got Instagram?
I mean, right downtown. It's right downtown.
Oh, shit. That's dope, man.
Yeah, dude. It's like, I mean, they do have an Instagram. I think they're becoming more active on it. Because first it was, like, super dormant. But I think they're, like, growing on it and everything.
Nice.
Next time I'll bring you some because I got two of their bottles.
Nice.
Yeah, that should have put you on your ass.
Well, enough of the whiskey talk, which we can talk about all day.
Oh, yeah.
That hat looks great on you. Like I said, that hat is at Can't Beat LA. That's the IG. The Twitter is also Can't Beat LA. And the owner, his name is, Oh, he's going to hate me. Oh, Audel del Toro. Bro, if I can't read it and it's like a Mexican, like a Spanish name, I'm so sorry, bro. But I think it's Audel del Toro.
Audel del Toro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said Audel. Dude, you make sick shit, bro. Honestly, and I wouldn't even give it to Les if it wasn't dope. But I really like it and I really fuck with it, to be honest.
Muchas gracias, Audel.
Muchas gracias. Seriously, look, even like the paper has the little thing. Yeah. He handwritten it.
Right.
He handwritten
that. That's dope.
He handwritten it.
It's a nice ass handwriting too, by the way. Better than mine.
No, dead ass. I wonder how he did it.
Yeah, no. Thank you. These hats are super nice. I like the fact that he so if you were watching this in the car, you know the Lakers sign where it has the big L, like the new style L. Has that, and also it mixes the A from the Dodgers sign, and but then it also has the Dodgers baseball, the red one where it's like you hit a home run, has a trails behind it.
So not gonna lie, dog, that shit is hard as fuck.
With the basketball in the background, so it's a
total. I love it, man.
It's a total mix up. Stupid.
Great fucking idea, literally. And it says right here, little star also sent you a blue hat exclusively, one of two made. I'm assuming he has the other one.
Yeah, got to.
And it's right here. Let me show it to you real quick.
Oh yeah, that's a clean. Yeah, I rocked out in the game.
Yeah, so this one's more of like a dad slash more the one that hats that the brim already comes bent. But
it's clean.
That's pretty dope, man.
Yeah, clean.
I fuck with that.
It's crazy. You never.
I mean, the fact that people just send me shit and fuck with me, you know, in general, fuck with clearly you. Mm-hmm. Sorry, my little dogs are here. They're always in here.
You know,
they're quiet though, unless somebody rings the doorbell.
Oh yeah.
But the fact that people just fuck with me, like it's literally a fucking blessing, man, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Odell hooked it up.
Cool. So the last thing I want to talk about is something that me and Les actually have in common.
Vibing.
Like, literally have in common. It's not a problem, but it's definitely a situation. We are big video game fanatics.
I wouldn't even say that we're video game fanatics.
We are, though.
I say we appreciate because we know how to balance our time. We don't find us in the positions where we're like, yo, no, I can't do that because I'm in the zone right now. And
100%. 100%. But we enjoy playing. We enjoy playing video games.
Sure. Spend money on it, yeah.
Yeah, we spend money on them. Yeah. We try to get, you know, we have our favorite games. Yeah. We have the latest consoles.
Right.
If you fucking play video games with headsets, you're a video game fanatic.
I play video games with headsets for sure because we have to talk to our friends.
Yes.
But another reason because my girl stay tripping when she hears some big ass bombs going off in the background.
And this is why we're going to talk about it. So like I said, me and Les, real quick, cheers. Thank you so much for bringing this Eagle Rare.
Cheers, man.
Eagle Rare.
Enjoying it, shoot.
Eagle Rare. Yeah. You see how I'm talking right now because of you?
Hey, hang in there.
Hang in there, buddy. How do you deal with, I'll tell you how I deal with it, but tell me, how do you deal with, you know, being somebody who enjoys playing video games?
Mm-hmm. How does your girl,
how does your girl respond to that?
I think it's, I know for sure it's like a respect thing, but I think it's more so me. I got to remember to balance time.
Yeah.
If you balance time is straight, remembering how to... Sometimes there would be certain situations where I'm like, you know what? I know tonight I'm supposed to be watching a movie, but if she don't say shit, I'm not getting off this game. Like, yo, they like, Les, can you run one more? Yep. And like, yo, my homie D would be online. He'd be like, oh, yo, I think you really should just get off. Like, no, yeah. Man, it's cool, man. She ain't said anything. And after that, I thought we'd watch a movie. So, tomorrow? Like, is that cool?
What's the average time that you enjoy being on the game?
Oh, well, me, my whole day is like full of work. So I'll probably like start by like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, right. Like just kind of end the day. Yeah. Just have some me time.
8 o'clock.
And things like that. Yeah.
I mean, but that was normal for me when I was like single. So a single, if I like wasn't hanging out, no friend trying to get up and everything, especially for me, because I've lived in like what, 4 or 5 states. So living in 4 or 5 states, I'm always just multiple times where I'm like getting to know new people, or I'm like just in a zone where it's like, yo, I don't care about not being bothered. I can be by myself and be fun.
Gotcha.
So like it'd be 8 to 1 o'clock in the morning. It's like whatever. And that's like easy.
Yeah.
But in between that, it's like bathroom break. It's like the same thing. Like with people, like if somebody was like, oh, yo, you trying to have like a movie marathon? I'm totally down.
Yeah.
I enjoy being in front of the TV and like zoning in on something and allowing my imagination to be drawn and just in like explode it.
Same.
So, that's the way I see it.
Yeah.
And it's like now the point where it's like, yo, I can't do anything. Like the phone, like it's like the pizza man, or not even the pizza man, because pizza man coming for damn shit out the game. But like, it's not doable. It's like if something was needed, it's like it's cool. But if there's a certain situation, it's like, hey, come kill this spider. I'm like, yo, put a cup over it. I'm not getting up.
Yeah, like not right now.
But if it's an emergency, like it's like a flood or some shit, like something like that. It's like, okay, yeah.
Tell me why as soon as you turn the game on. Bruh, and you on it.
I already know exactly what you're about to say.
Your girl has the most questions for you.
The most questions or needs something at this moment. It's like, yo, how did you not need this like an hour ago? Oh, why can't you just take care of that? It's beyond me. Like, I'm in a zone. I just loaded up. And I'm having to tell my friends, like, hey, man, you know what? Hold on. Because, I mean, I'm connected with my friends that are, like, across the states.
Yeah.
So I got some friends, like Boston, North Carolina, Florida, Texas, and then also my friends here in California. Yeah. So I'm like, yo, I'm kicking it with mad friends trying to link up at this thing. Cause we're in a three hour time zone difference.
Yeah.
Depending on where they are. If they're in Texas, 2 hours, Carolina, 3 hours. It's like, dang, everybody trying to link up at the same time.
So like,
you don't disrespect that.
Here's a scenario. Your boys text you.
Yeah.
Hey, we about to get on game.
I was loading up. I'm telling
like, do you tell Shayla that you about to get on the game? Or do you just go on it?
Oh, I just go get on it.
Cool.
But if it's a certain... Yeah, I just go get on it like that.
But what about if you got something to do? Do you just go get on it? Or do you have to tell her, hey, do you mind?
Depending on what that something to do is.
Like filming, editing.
If it's filming and... If it's editing, I'll go ahead and knock the editing out early as possible that I can. But if it's filming, for me... the way we have our whole room set up, and also the way like Shayla is, she doesn't need anybody around to knock out her filming.
Yeah.
So like, long as everything is in place, unless she needs me to put something in, I'll go ahead and put that stuff in place. My biggest thing is utilizing a calendar.
Yeah.
So in the calendar, we have a shared calendar where I put in things. I mean, this is going to be useful. This could be useful for anybody, not even just for like anybody like in social media world. Just like have a calendar with your, you know, significant other.
Yeah.
And just put
like in important things that I'd like to do that day.
That day, or even hey, the boys are getting up tonight. So yo, you've been seeing this. You got the alert on your phone. You know the boys are getting up. Don't ask me shit. Yeah. Don't ask me nothing. You don't need it. If there's anything you need to tell me before it's time to go.
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing. It's also improving the communications, the way we're both aware of what's going on, going on that week or that day. Because sometimes you forget.
Yeah.
And because for me, I forgot to put it in the calendar that I was going to be here today. And I was like, oh, snap. And I told her, so, oh, yeah, we talked about it. And I was like, yeah cool. So it worked out. But that calendar helps, bro.
I bet.
That calendar
helps. I need that.
Yeah. If you got an iPhone, I don't know about Droid users, but if you got that iPhone.
So I feel like we're in the era where girls, I'm not saying girls, it can be either girls or guys. Mm-hmm. They, if you have a problem with your spouse or your significant other mm-hmm. on playing video games, should they take it more serious? For example, I want to get on the game. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, why are you on the game so much? Why do you keep doing that? That's not important. That's not something that you need to be doing. Right? Hold on. Is it something that they should take into consideration and take it more serious?
Who is they?
Whoever is.
Is the person playing the game or not playing?
No, not playing the game. The person who thinks that it's not okay to just take your time, be with others, and take your time away from that person saying something. Do you think they should take it more serious? Because to be honest with you, we live in an era now where games are a thing. It's a lifestyle.
Oh, dude, there's people making millions off of playing video games.
Millions.
Yo.
Billions. It's a $1 billion industry. I know you guys probably don't know, but I just saw that Call of Duty released its own Warzone game, which is basically a battle royale, way different than the one that they had maybe a year ago. Mm-hmm. They had, correct me if I'm wrong, either 6 or 60 million new people play.
That's because they made it
available. At the launch,
you didn't have to have PS Plus.
Yeah.
Or Xbox pay. You didn't have to pay to play.
Yeah. That's insane. So what I'm saying is, should people now start treating it as an actual thing? Because back in the day, it wasn't a thing. It was just something stupid that you do. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm gonna play video games. You know what I mean? But I think that they should. Hey, it's like hanging out.
Mm-hmm. It is like hanging out.
Instead of me telling my girl, hey, I'm going to go hang out with Les and Caesar and John and Steven and whoever. Instead of me doing that, we simply put our headsets on. Yo, baby, we live in a new fucking age.
Oh, yeah. Because she can hear.
We
can
put
hear
our heads. Exactly. We put our headsets on. Boom. They hop on the game and we chilling for a little bit. Right. Instead of me going out.
Right.
On the street, outside.
I'm in a safe place.
Yo, I'm chilling. Right. You know, there's been times where my girl's been mad at me because I'm playing too much video games.
Oh, God. Soccer days, right?
Yeah.
FIFA, dog.
FIFA, dog. It's controlled my life. At me. I serve us.
Sebas is
nice. I'll see you nice. On the court.
He nice, though.
I'm nice with it.
He nice, though.
My question is, should they take it serious? Should we have a time where we go and we play for us gamers?
When you say take it serious, I think it's more so based off your own situation and also based off a certain maturity level for a relationship. I think there should be some line of communication and also some line of agreement. Like, yo, look, this is what I enjoy. Hey, do you like this or do you dig this or do you not?
Yeah.
If you don't, fine. I can, you know, skedaddle. But if I've been in a relationship 5 years and I've just picked up something I like, would you support me in something I like doing?
Yeah.
And also, if I'm doing it at a time where it's ruining my life, or is it just in like improving maybe my reflexes,
yeah,
you know, or something like that. But anyways, it's like biggest thing is communication and also having an agreement. Like, hey, this is what I want. Time is, all right, cool. Well, if you play in the game tonight, you've been on the hours. Cool, I'll let you be. Tomorrow, we're watching our shows.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
you know. After that,
so you're saying that
you could make a situation where it's like all on off, or 2 nights with your lady, 1 night gaming. 2 nights, 1 night with your lady, and 2 nights gaming. And after that, you guys are asking, can knock out a lot of shows, yeah, or a lot of movies or whatnot. And it's a lot of, it's, you can use
to 100% agree.
But that comes just with like a certain level of maturity for both sides.
100%.
Because it could be one side being like, okay,
I'm gonna just be this guy for us gamers. I'm gonna say it right now. If you're a guy or if you're a girl, because there's a lot of girl gamers.
Oh yeah, for sure.
If your guy or your girl is tripping because you're playing games, look, have it at a specific time. If you guys work together, if you guys don't work together, obviously don't be that guy who plays games 24/7 and doesn't enjoy the company of their spouse, their significant other. Okay, then you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you do want to play games and you're that person who's like, oh my God, you're always on the game. Look, we are not going out and getting fucked up. We are not going out and shooting meth. We are not going out and doing bad things. We're literally inside the house talking to our friends.
Right.
And enjoying this world of virtual reality, literally.
Right.
So I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be the spokesperson and say, it's okay. Let us do our thing.
It is okay.
Let us hop on.
Hop on.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's it.
I can't say any better than that.
Yeah, so.
It's like, let it be. And it's like, at the same time, it's like the person on the game just being aware of the other person.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Dude, I'm not going to lie. Also loves you, man.
I'm a dog whisperer, bro. You just don't believe
me. He's always been in the room mm-hmm. when people are in the room. Mm-hmm. Especially when we're actually like on la plática. Yeah. He never does that. I swear. I'm telling you, dog. So we had a lot to talk about today. I hope that you guys really enjoyed our conversation.
Hope I wasn't boring.
Come on, man. Bro, you were entertaining me. Yeah. Guys, once again, everybody thank Les for being on la plática. I tell them to thank you because the plática is our plática. Like I said, thank you so much for being on episode 14. Yeah. I really enjoyed you. Seriously, this is not going to be the last time you're going to be in here.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for us to talk about episode 100.
Oh, dude.
And you've already been on like 6 times. That's a ton
of discussions to have, man.
There's so much things to talk about. Once again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to La Plática. Oh, shit. Look at me. I'm fucking buzzed.
Pissed off Vegeta.
Once again, you can buy the new merch at laplaticapodcast.com. We're also available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the wonderful world of YouTube. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great day. Drive safe. And we'll see you en la próxima plática.
And as always, let's drink responsibly.
Let's drink responsibly.
Enjoy yourself.
Adios.